Oh my God, it's hot.
It's everyone's favourite segment where everyone on the team shares something that they're loving at the moment. I'm surprised Tasty Trins made it into studio with all the hoo-ha about the pregnancy announcement on socials.
I'm literally just posting something on our social media now about your pregnancy.
Yeah, and Niall Horan commented to say congratulations. So she then needed to lie down for 5 minutes. Yeah, she needed to be alone and have a cool drink and ice the areas.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Who wants to go first?
Look, I'll go first.
On your tasty trim.
My one is a newfound love or rediscovered love.
Ooh, love this.
And I just want to remind people that it's a great option for people out there. It is live comedy. So I went to Melbourne and I went to a comedy show there that was great.
Yeah.
Tom, I told you
Ballard.
That. Yeah, that's right.
Love Tom Ballard.
Yeah. And then I also went to Husey, of course, you
obviously.
Know.
Obviously. Yep. If you are living in Sydney, you should be listening to the Breakfast Brekkie Crew.
Yeah.
Today FM.
And I'm going to another one this weekend. And the reason I'm going this weekend also to just double it in, I know that this is only New South Wales, but I'm hoping other states have those. You know how they try and encourage you? Yeah, the vouchers.
That's so good. You know, I've still, even though I've lived in Sydney for 5 years, I've still got a Victorian license because CBF, and now I can't get the voucher.
Oh, whereas I could get it with my New Zealand passport, so.
What?
Shame.
Get it, girl.
Maybe you can get the Victorian version of
I doubt
the
it. Dan Andrews ain't giving anyone okay. it. He's too busy getting
so
angry.
So go support the economy that obviously the comedians really, really suffered last year. So while you can and you leave and you're smiling from ear to ear.
It's, all the endorphins and the serotonin.
It's worth way more than the tickets you pay for.
Can I have a round of applause? That's a really good one. That's so hot. All right, Casual Sarah, you're up next, baby G.
Oh, it's just not going to sound as good now.
That was really such
a good plug for the economy, for everyone's well-being. I have a Netflix show. Okay.
Still good.
And you know what? It is actually really good. I got obsessed with it. I watched it all within 2 days. It's called The Serpent.
I saw when I go the ding, ding, ding through the things, I did see that.
It's so good. Like, it's scary. So it's a thriller. It's about a serial killer from the 70s.
I'm out. Okay, turn the mic off.
But it's set in the 70s. It's so good. It's so addictive. And the fashion is amazing.
I
understand it's about a serial killer, but the 70s fashion and hair in it is brilliant.
Have any of you guys seen Run? That scary one with Sarah Paulson?
I watched in the weekend.
Is it scary? Will I be able to handle it?
You'll be able to handle it, but then it makes you sad because your mum's really evil.
Okay, yeah, well, I won't be an evil mum. I'll be a cool mum. I'm not a regular mum.
That's hard.
Thank you, Casual Sarah. What do you got for me, Shy Guy?
Well, I was tossing up between a few, but I recently watched Captain Marvel the other day on Disney Plus. Now I know that's boring for
you. Is that Justice League?
No, it's Marvel. Captain Marvel.
Different
it's universe. In the universe. No, it's in the universe. Justice League is on its own. That's a separate course.
But is that, whatever. Keep
so Captain
going.
Marvel, so you go in the order.
What's
you got
Marvel Comics?
Yeah, it's like, you know, like Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, they're all there.
So who's Captain Marvel?
It's, I can't remember who plays her.
No, but what?
It's the second one in the series.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's,
Is that Brie Larson?
Brie Larson, yeah.
Oh, I knew that. Brie Larson.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's great in it. The movie is like, it's 2 hours, just long enough.
Okay. Is there any romance in it for me?
No romance.
Okay. Well,
not interested.
My husband will watch that when I go to bed. Some great suggestions. Mine is, I have to say mine was hashtag gifted. So I was gifted something during the week and actually about 2 weeks ago. It's a makeup brand called Trini London. And you do this thing, right, where you go on their website and you fill in all the details about what color eyes you have, skin, what complexion, hair, all these different things, and then it makes you a pack. It's called a stack. And it's all these stacks of lip stuff, eye stuff. Because when I go makeup shopping, I choose a thing I like, a color I like, and then inevitably I get home and I'm like, this looks so bad on me because I like the color, but it's not right for me. Whereas all these colors are right for you, so you can't go wrong. And it's not tested on animals. It's
good.
Really good. Trini London. So.
And what do we learn about the name Trini London?
Thank you for reminding me. Trin did mention over the weekend, she texted me to say it's our names together, Trin and Ash London.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Which is adorable.
Oh,
hold my hand.
Trin
and I holding hands. So there you go. I hope you learned something. I hope you can take one of those things and make your life a little bit hotter.